Welcome to Featured Creatures.
I am, for the time being, Alan.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Garrett. Shit's been crazy.
It has been wild.
We were on a pretty regular schedule for like a month, and then fires happened, and then we were just all busy at different times and couldn't mesh on a day.
Yeah.
Also, yeah,
the tribulation of being an adult humanoid.
And this is going to be we're going to go on a hiatus after this one because I need to find a place to live.
Not because of the reason you think. Garrett did not have to run away for starting the Palisade and Eaton Flames.
No.
Definitely did not do that.
I just want to clarify that up top, and that's all we got.
No, that was Southern California Edison.
Yes. Can we put that on record again?
Yeah. I didn't Garrett's start alias, those fires,
Southern
and I didn't.
California Edison.
And I didn't go into an airport.
He definitely did not ever take explosives into an airport. We never even implied that.
Oh yeah, that's the current event. Yeah, I mean, okay, this is my only thing I'm gonna say about it. But when that helicopter flew into the plane,
weren't even talking about that.
But no, I don't know about that one because there's two groups that could understand why this is important. I heard the C-Lab uh-oh sound when that happened.
Uh-oh.
Was that not like an animation from that?
No, that was the... Yes. Oh, man, I wish I had that on the board.
Charger? Okay, got
all
it.
All right. Well...
Yeah. Oh, no.
I wrote up the... Hum? What?
You're like, oh, no.
No one can hear that hum? Okay, we're good.
Bebop, cola. that's what I did on New Year's Eve 2020 to 2021 was watch C-Lab 2021 at exactly midnight.
That's pretty sweet.
All right. Well, I wrote the notes for this monster at the beginning of January, I think. So I don't remember even what this thing is.
It's fun that way because we'll all discover it as we go.
Let me adjust this.
Wow. It's almost as if that's the nature of the show. Discovery of the show. Okay.
I now kind of remember what this is. The merman is an ugly merman from Iceland.
Man, why do they gotta do it like that?
Yeah, so the merman is different than just like a regular merman. And then
this is a legendary named merman.
It's a type of merman that isn't like Ariel's dad.
Oh, okay.
And when I was doing research on it, I found that there is just straight up a type of cryptid called Ugly Merman.
No.
Really?
Yeah. So the first half is going to be on the titular The Merman. And I think I have a section on Ugly Merman. It's also known as the Hamfmadur, meaning Sea Man. Screecher is over 2 meters tall as it stands on its hind legs. It is described as the ugliest thing one could ever see. The belly hangs down as the creature drags it by the surface. The merman is said to have long hind legs angled underneath it and very short hand-like front legs with claws. The skin resembles a larva skin as it's almost transparent. Its face is the worst part, with round, staring eyes. Oh, shit. Okay. And the mouth flashes a set of long saber-like teeth. Any questions?
Is there art of this guy? Is there like a rent? Because like the way I'm envisioning this,
let me look up. Let me see.
Is he on all fours?
Yes.
That's okay. I thought so.
Oh, wow. I just tried to use my mouse to scroll my fucking tablet.
Yeah, I have Madur. A mouse for my big phone.
See, there's a pretty funny iguana look at me. It's beckoning you to the lake when I look
up. Looked up half Madur and the...
Spelled like it sound?
Yeah. The only picture on the cryptids wiki is like it, like in the crack of a door.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, here we go. Just Google image search it, and for me, it's the fourth one. The Merman, Icelandic folktale, your friend in Reykjavik.
Okay.
It's like what if Gandalf fucked a fish and had a fully grown wizard son that was scaly.
Okay, I am. Oh, okay, I see it now. I was scrolling till I saw it. Yeah, this guy looks a little bit like the Sea Pope.
If the Sea Pope was like me and gonna be homeless.
Well, sure.
There's always a lake you can return to, Garrett.
That's true. Lady then in the that, Lake style.
Then that Lady Gunhild will come beat me to death with a stick.
You do not resemble a camel corpse in the least.
Yes.
That's true.
When Garrett becomes squashed by this ore.
This is like a straight up like Monty Python, like interstitial, like yeah, rendering. This guy would talk.
Medieval art.
Yep. I love the small arms, though. They're literally hands attached at the wrist.
It is said that when a sailor spots one out at sea, it is a sign that a storm or death will soon occur. They most often come ashore at night and will avoid crowds and sharp noises.
Well, I mean, I guess that's nice of them, you know? They're just kind of a...
They know what they look like.
They're an introvert. They don't want to inflict themselves on anybody.
A merman going up on dry land of its own accord carries the same portent. However, it is said that they are sometimes forced to go up on land while fleeing their enemies in the sea. In such cases, it is considered a great transgression and bad luck to harass them. They will sometimes flee from heavy waves into quiet inlets or sand beaches, preferably in hard-to-reach places far from the dwellings of man. They will rest there until they believe it is safe to go back into the sea.
Okay, so it's like, hey, don't make fun of this special needs monster, all right? He can't help the way that he was born. You know, think of you know, how blessed you are to not resemble this hideous creature.
It's not his fault he has saber-like teeth.
Yeah, see, that's the thing that's missing from that Gandalf-esque rendering, is the saber-like teeth and the dragging-like belly.
Does he do that walrus thing where he just scrapes stuff?
Man.
He just hooks onto some ice to sleep.
This is a sweet move, actually.
In fact, they prefer being on land to being in the sea or freshwater, although it is said that it is usually their curiosity, importunity, and ferocity that makes them come on land. While on land, they would most often rest against a beach rock or stand against a pillar or cliff, leaning on their elbow and with their paw resting against their cheek.
Like, it's just literally doing, like, the come hither.
It's, just like,
it's like laying there like, hey, sailor. What you doing, sailor? On a pier or a rock? I love that it's doing, like, exactly what a mermaid does.
Except for away from anyone.
It's alone. It's practicing. Yeah.
Fierce mermen often try to drive men into the sea. Many have had to fight them with bludgeons.
Wow.
Some are also said to be cannibals. It is of no use to fire a gun at them, except with silver... That must have auto-corrected from bullets to buttons.
Is it? Nope, it's allergic to silver buttons.
Oh, shit. Nope, buttons is correct. As they shake off bullets and shells as if they were dust.
Well, bullets, nothing. Buttons, deadly.
Mermen most often come to land during the night. They avoid crowds, large ships, sharp noises, and prolonged clatter. Once in a while, they would, for a lark, break into people's dwellings during the night and steal some items with which they would amuse themselves.
Like, for a lark.
Buttons.
I just stole this kid's Switch.
What'd you get? Nintendo Switch.
I got a rock.
It's like a violent merman Halloween.
Okay. This section says bullets can't harm them. They will shake them from their fur like it was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Just the first mention of fur.
This like image is just becoming more and more absurd in my brain.
Okay. All right. That's it for the Halfador. Now we're on to just ugly mermen.
Oh, okay. So that was the specific. Yeah. That was his lore specifically. Okay.
Ugly mermen are a type of lake monster reported across the world. Other proper terms for the beings would be ugly mermaid (parentheses for the female variations).
And, oh, okay. I was hoping this was like an exclusively male cryptid.
And the all-encompassing ugly mer-being for a group as a whole. They have been cited
being singular for a group. Sorry. Continue.
They've been sighted in Thunder Bay, Lake Superior, first sighted in 1782.
So this is an American cryptid.
I mean, it's a worldwide cryptid.
It's a what cryptid, Garrett?
I don't have the drop anymore because of the new SD card. I need to find it in my laptop, which is a hellscape.
That I completely understandable, it but still tragic.
Just takes forever to load.
Yeah.
Well, did you see that it was St. Pitrix Day?
Yes.
I did.
On May 3rd, 1782, Voyager Venant Saint Germain was camped on the shore of Lake Superior across from Isle Royale. He was watching the sunset with three comrades and an elderly Ojibwe woman when an unusual creature about 75 yards offshore caught his eye. It, quote, appeared to him to have the upper part of its body above the waist formed exactly like that of a human. That is the fucking worst way I ever seen of someone saying, yeah, its upper half was a guy.
It's overly verbose.
And, quote, seemed to him about the size of a child about 7 or 8 years of age. Its countenance bore an exact resemblance of those of a human face. This is... People used to talk stupid.
We didn't quite have all the tools. We weren't so efficiency-based at the time.
Yeah. And it had brilliant eyes, a raised hand of fully formed fingers, and a dark complexion. Gun in hand, Saint Germain was preparing to shoot the creature and save it for science when the native woman attacked him. During their tussle, the creature disappeared below the water. Distraught, the woman reproached Saint Germain for his wicked intentions. She explained that the mermaid was a god of the lakes, and that merely trying to kill it, he would raise a storm powerful enough to kill them all.
That seems like a good reason to not shoot.
Yeah. But apparently even trying to shoot it is going to get you fucked. And for the next 3 days, the little group of travelers were stranded on shore by gale force winds and crashing waves. Although Saint Germain encountered another fur trader who claimed to have seen a similar creature in the same part of Lake Superior. Most people doubted his story. This led him to provide sworn testimony to his encounter with the merman of Lake Superior before a Canadian court in 1812.
Wow. We gotta find that Inherit the Wind style court case over this guy.
Yeah. Did we do this one?
What we just read? No, for sure.
No, not that. I have another one. Another set of notes here that I'm not sure if we did or not, so I'm going to check our hosting service. But yeah, that's all I got for the ugly merman.
Well, it's 100% real.
Okay, we did. I mean, he swore in front of a court. He can't lie in court.
Well, I mean, you know, potentially Saint Germain perjured himself, but, you know, the jury's out, I guess, if we're going to continue the court analogy. Most importantly, can it kill a hippo? I'm thinking no.
I mean, yeah, maybe the one that can summon a storm, but I think a hippo can survive a storm.
I mean, I will say, much like a hippo, this thing appears to, given its leg shape, not swim, but sink to the bottom and walk.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Basically a hippo man, though, but with, you know, larger saber tusks. So I think it's got a shot.
It just makes me think of the, What's the... I don't remember what it is anymore. It's the octopus bird in The Simpsons that says Polly shouldn't be.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember, but yes.
Polly shouldn't be.
Yeah, the Ritalin episode.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's it. I like that. I'm going to try to find more accounts of just ugly mermen because they're fucking sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any plug mendations?
Sure, in the woods, isn't it? That hippo.
I mean, that I would 100% count that one as ugly mermaid.
We filed out. So there we go. We got one on the record
with its blowhole. Plug mendations. Anyone?
Oh boy.
Enjoy anything lately?
I've never enjoyed anything. No, I did enjoy something that was something interesting. There's a guy on YouTube who's just like building big Legos. I guess Lego released a kit that's like a 6-to-1 Lego man.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bigger, it's scaled up, and I guess they've released several. I've never seen these, but there are like several of them. And so this guy, his channel is called Minifig Jez, spelled exactly like it sounds, two words. He was like, oh, I want to build this like Moonlander set, because it's like the oldest set that I, it's like the first set I had when I was a kid in 6-1. And he's doing it, and it's actually pretty incredible. I want to build some 6-1 Lego blocks. I want to get my Legos out of storage and build big Legos. But yeah, that's something that I saw recently that I liked. It's actually what I wanted to plug. I've been holding on to that for weeks.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Man,
I've been going to reverse the moon landing. Like, someone's going to do it, or are we going to find out the moon's actually made of Legos?
That'd be pretty sweet, actually.
Now, the moon is a hologram because we sent our moon back in time so we could have a moon.
Interesting.
I just re-listened to the Hollow Moon episode of last podcast for the umpteenth time. Man, I really haven't been enjoying anything because I've just been going through a bunch of... I've been going through all of the 2000s Marvel movies.
Oh.
I completely forgot about Ang Lee's Hulk. I have to... That's now on my list to watch. I was lucky enough that there's a... Sony Pictures Core is like a shop to rent or buy like Sony movies on the PlayStation. And if you have a PSN account, they have like 100 free movies a month you can watch. And I was lucky enough to find Ghost Rider on there. Which I don't think I ever saw until I just watched it.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember liking the first Nicolas Cage Ghost Rider. Yeah, I saw it in theaters.
It wasn't bad. A lot of
there's some things like Mephisto, I think, is the villain, right? Or is it just Blackheart?
No, Mephisto is telling Ghost Rider to go kill Blackheart.
That's right. Yeah, I remember hoping that Blackheart would be like Marvel 2 Blackheart and be like 12 feet tall and spiky.
Yeah.
And he's just a guy for the most part.
I also went through just the entire X-Men franchise because I'm like, I got through these. Why stop?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are better than I remember, and a lot of them are worse than I remember it.
They've just moved further to the extremes.
Yeah. X1 is like a little worse than I remembered.
Yeah.
But X2 is a lot better than I remembered. I used to fucking not like X2.
Yeah, X2 is pretty good.
That's 3 isn't very good. 3 is worse than I remembered.
Yeah.
First Class, still just as good as I remembered.
Yeah, somehow, in spite of itself, it managed to be pretty good.
I still don't know why I like it.
Yeah, same.
Days of Future Past is still pretty okay. And then the rest of those ones are just fucking dog shit. Daredevil was a lot better than I remembered.
Yeah, the first Daredevil is incredible. Like, it's super 2000s, but, like, it's got really good fight scenes and the photography is good.
I think it's the most 2000s one they made. I don't think you've... I think Blade
most
2000s
2000s movie made.
At least of these Marvel ones. Goes. Like, Blade comes close, even though it's, like, 96 sequence. Or something.
I think 97, 98, maybe?
Yeah. But yeah, no fucking... Daredevil is the most 2000s movie I've ever seen. And then immediately, like, not immediately, because then I watched, I took a break and watched the new Hellboy, The Crooked Man.
Oh, yeah, I heard good things about that. Yeah, Jerome really liked it.
It was pretty good. It was a lot better than the one with David Harbour.
I have not seen that one. It's crazy. I had, like, no will.
Yeah.
I was just, like, laying on the floor and, like, I don't care.
Yeah, I was like, it's not, like, a Guillermo del Toro Hellboy, so why do I care?
Like, it would have to, like, I'm open to that, but it would have to be, like, really good, and it just didn't look really, like, it didn't hook me, you know?
Yeah. Then I watched Elektra to finish off Daredevil, and, whew, that one was really bad, that I wanted to watch Catwoman to compare the two, but Catwoman I couldn't find.
I wanted to watch Catwoman, said no one ever.
Yeah. Then I watched Spider-Man 2, Fantastic Four. Then I realized I had a Blu-ray copy of Blade 2.
Yeah.
Watched Blade 2. And then watched the entire Underworld franchise. Because I also have all of that on Blu-ray. And those don't hold a candle to Daredevil in levels of 2000s. So I haven't been enjoying anything.
Literally, My Immortal plays in that movie. Like, nothing will surpass it.
It plays as Daredevil and Elektra suit up and, like, play fight while they get ready.
Yep.
Not together. They are in separate buildings in separate parts of the city.
This is after they do the out-of-costume park fight, right?
Oh, that's in the very beginning of the movie.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, every fucking needle drop in this movie is pure 2000s.
I love that Joe Pantoliano is in it as, like, Ben Uris, right?
Yeah, Ben Urich.
Sorry, Ben Urich.
I like John Favreau as Foggy Wilson.
Yeah, I forgot. Oh, I always forget Nelson. that he's also in there.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're telling me Iron Man's driver was in Daredevil?
I really, really like that Daredevil in this sleeps in a fucking sensory deprivation tank.
Yeah. it's the little touches in that movie.
Yeah, no, it's... I enjoy Daredevil. My fuck is Daredevil the movie.
Yeah. There we go.
I saw that movie in theaters twice when it came out. The shot was in the trailer where he like throws the cane at the guy and then like spins around the cane. I was obsessed with that shot. I just thought that was the coolest friggin' thing.
That is
the only one I've seen.
It has
Colin Farrell as
that
Bullseye.
That is the one thing in the movie that I think is kind of not great is him as Bullseye. Because he seems like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
He's acting like the mask.
That is true. I gotta wonder if that was the direction.
Maybe.
Or if it was like he read that. Like, he read the script and, like, did some research. Was like, oh, okay, I can be this guy. And then, like, nobody was like, well, you know, tonally we're kind of trying to skew a little bit more realistic. Maybe a little bit more gritty. Maybe kind of cool it. And they just let him go.
Yeah. It's fucking insane. Yeah, my plug is Daredevil.
Well, Alan, what do you got to plug? What Marvel movies have you watched lately?
I have only seen Daredevil and Blade 2.
Wow.
And I plug both of those. See, that would be, yeah, wow. If those were the only, if that was my only knowledge of Marvel, I'd probably be very happy. I've seen the first Spider-Man. There we go.
I mean, that is a good two.
That one was worse than I remembered.
Spider-Man 2?
No, Spider-Man 1. Spider-Man 2 was just as good as I remembered. Like, perfect work of art.
I mean, I actually like all of the Raimi Spider-Men.
I mean,
I
like them too, but, oh, man. Watching Spider-Man 1, I don't know what it is. Like, their acting is not great. No one's is. Like, yeah. Even the line, like, in the beginning, it was like, oh, I'm something of a scientist myself. Everyone puts more, like, emotion and things into it than they do in the movie. All of Peter Parker's lines in all of them are real stilted.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I like them all.
I love them.
I mean the performances.
I don't know. It's
I do think that's like kind of the Raimi style.
They're better. Yeah. It's a lot better in 2 and even 3. But like, just watch the beginning of 1 and everyone's so, I don't know. It's just different.
No, I'm a chef and I blame Raimi. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the plug is. It's been a lot. Well, I'm just going to have to plug this because it's probably going to be taken down soon. But it's a double plug. It's great. There's the pioneering film essay, Los Angeles Plays Itself. That's kind of, it's Tom Anderson. It's like about every time LA's ever appeared in a movie. You're not supposed to say LA. I did it. I messed up.
What are you supposed to say? I just say Los Angeles.
He's like, what Los Angeles. A city with like embarrassment complex. Probably foreigners made this up. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to say it. It's all Chicagoans. But that led me to rewatch a bunch of movies. And I don't know. But yeah, so what's great is on YouTube and has these Persian subtitles. And there's only 40 seconds of it that are removed. And it's because they're playing the song Xanadu. And I know that because my video got taken down for having Xanadu. But he's like, look, they finally accomplished their dream. Yeah, there's this whole... Yeah, it's really good. It's really fun. And he's kind of just mad about continuity cuts the whole time. He's like, how can you be, like, racing in Venice, and now you're in downtown?
Yeah. That's a lot of...
It's like, but it doesn't matter, because I hear you...
The entirety of the show 24.
Exactly.
Yeah, we play fast and loose with time and distance.
Like, you got from, like, Glendale to Santa Clarita in 15 minutes?
Yep.
Yeah, it's like
he's living the dream.
That's the real, like, you know, government terrorist conspiracy is how'd they get there? They have a secret road. That was good, and I found my ancient animation. I quote unquote remastered it. I'm pretty happy about it. I gave it a very bad name on purpose, so you could find it.
Oh, is that what you uploaded a couple days ago?
A couple days ago, yeah. It's called Drift Retrocausal. I don't remember why. Probably because I was thinking of Tokyo Drift and how me finishing this movie meant that I finished it in the past, I guess. Who knows? But it's up there. I think it's pretty funny to watch. It's a comedy. That's the other thing, too. It's a...
Yeah, 8 days ago is the time of recording.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a comedy. You can watch it eight days ago.
Wow, like 10 years ago.
Decades ago.
Your parenthesis says 2014, so...
Yeah, technically I made it from 2011 to 2014, but not really. Yeah, I'll give it a watch, because I'm never doing it again, unless I get paid. There's a lot of mutilations, more than I remember. It ends with the guy's like face melting off. I don't remember why that happened.
Huh. You know what might be almost as 2000s as Daredevil?
Digimon.
Some of the movies in the Resident Evil franchise.
Oh, God. Yeah. No.
Oh, man. That's Resident Evil 1, the movie, is pretty 2000s. Like, somehow Apocalypse, the second one, seems to be pretty timeless. I feel like it's not that anchored to the early 2000s.
No.
The soundtrack.
It's because it's based, like, very loosely based on Jill Valentine.
That's true, and Jill Valentine is timeless, so, you know.
Yeah. Since the last movies I watched were Underworld, maybe I'll just keep going on my 2000s trend instead of finishing the 2000s Marvel movies.
Oh, what else is good?
I would say finish the Marvel movies.
All right, I got Spider-Man 3 and Hulk left, and Rise of Silver Surfer.
Oh, wow.
Not a great lineup.
I've seen the Ang Lee Hulk. I take that back. I've seen that.
I'll probably save that one for last. I think that'll be the best of them.
That's the finisher, yeah.
Is that why they chose him as the director? Because the Hulk is angry and Ang Lee is angry in Japanese?
I am ending this.